All right, Scott, this one's for you.
Put your shirt back on.
Never fails. Gets him moving.
He's got to put his shirt back on, though. This is ridiculous.
And off the desk.
Yeah. Please, Scott. Some decorum, would you?
The drapes are up.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland, Carla Heath, Galen Stewart with you, presented by Action Auto Parts. Ron Bennett and Scott Ellsworth are in the studio. We are going to dissect the big weekend coming up.
Ooh, a big one.
Yeah, but I probably dissect wasn't quite the word I probably should have used on that. Analyze. Analyze. And also,
since I have my shirt off, dissecting and that doesn't quite work, okay?
It's not at all good. But Scott Ellsworth, the voice of the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour, presented by ECHO Outdoor Power Equipment. And we're going to talk about Echo Outdoor Power Equipment because, I think Galen mentioned, it's huge to have a big sponsor behind you like that. Not that Aero Exhaust isn't, because they've been with these guys since the beginning, but we'll talk about them. Scott, let's talk about what is expected in the driver roster for the ASA Tour opener on Saturday.
Well, right now, Kendall Thomas out of British Columbia is going to be a newcomer to the series, will be there. John Dillon is going to come back, and John's talking about running all year with us, and that's great, out of Meridian, Idaho, former champion. Ron Eaton, three-time champion, is going to be out there. He's now out of Lakewood, not Tacoma anymore, so I got to get that one straight. Aaron Young, who's been with the tour in the past, out of Oregon. Pete Harding, of course, a former champion, and Shane Harding. And that's going to be fun because it looks like we may have them both all year long. And father, son, pitted against each other each and every time that the tour comes out. And, of course, Shane has to be a favorite at Evergreen because of his number of laps he's put on there over the last 3 years with two championships in their Superstock program. Young gentleman that out here you probably haven't heard much of, Tony Berry out of Spokane, has run very well in an open-wheel class called the Inland Northwest Sprint Car Association, won the championship last year. He's a recent graduate out of Gonzaga with two majors, one in marketing, and I can't remember what the other one was, but very smart and also talented young man, Kelly Tanner. It was great to have Kelly back. Wasn't it, Ron, last year? I mean, basically it took us back about 8-9 years when Kelly was on that tour, and he was such a big help with us last year of getting these rule changes and so on and so forth, and great to have him there.
Well, I just have to point out one thing. When we had our banquet at the end of the year, Kelly Tanner got up, and I'll tell you, he made an excellent speech, and he told us and everybody in attendance that his year with the ASA Northwest Tour in racing was the best year he had ever had. He enjoyed it more than he had done in any year of his racing, and he meant it from his heart, and that meant an awful lot to the rest of us because he and his team bring an awful lot to our series.
They do, and of course, it was more of a let's get the car ready for the young boy who just turned 16 midway through last year, but all of a sudden Kelly's saying, you know what, I got to build a second car because I don't want to climb out of this one. So we may be seeing another Tanner in a car before the season's over with. Of course, B.J. Tidrick will be returning, our 2007 champion. Joe Constance is also coming out of semi-retirement to run with us this year. A young gentleman that just purchased a car, and I shouldn't say young gentleman, his name is Alan Jewett out of Longview, Washington. Not a whole lot known about this guy. And, Ron, remind me, which car did he buy?
He bought all of Jerry Fink's stuff, the 58 right. car. He's going to continue with that number, and he will be a good addition to our series.
Definitely. Harold Wachinski, also going to join us. Been a while since he's run on the tour. And another gentleman that's been running at Evergreen on a regular basis, got the bug by going over to the Fall Classic the last couple of years and has decided to run with the tour full time here in 2008, Darren Stordahl.
Cool.
That'd be great.
You're right. He's going to be a great addition because he and his family and everybody are great people. A gentleman that I enjoy working with, I've had a chance to work with him over the last 3 years in late model racing, and that's Willie Tom out of Roseburg is going to be running full-time. He purchased a Brandon Real car, if I remember correctly.
Actually, they built a brand-new car for Willie Tom to run on the tour. He's going to really split some of his driving between South Sound and with us, but he should be with us most of the time.
Yeah. Cool. Hey, Scott, can we hold you right there for just a minute? We got one guy on the line that can't make it to the race, and we wanted to bring him on. Sir, state your name, and I was wondering, before you state your name, did you manage to get your avocado wax and full body polish in today?
I'm working on it, that's for sure. But hi, Dad, it's me down in Bakersfield, and getting ready to hit the freeway. We're in the hauler, just getting ready to hit the road and heading up to Roseville, and just wanted to say hi. And my heart's going to be in Monroe this weekend, but I'm going to be in Roseville.
Hi, son. How you doing? Good luck down there. Make the Northwest proud. As you run on the SRL series down there at Roseville this weekend, and make me awful proud to be able to call up to Scott up there as he's announcing and say that you won the SRL race down there. We're proud of you, and be safe, okay?
Well, he will be.
Definitely, yep. We, I think we got a good shot at it. Gary Collins and all the boys have been working hard all week, and I've been down here all week with them, and just excited. The car's in really good shape, motor, everything, so excited to get back in the seat and get going for the 2008 season.
Travis, are you going to be working with Eric Richardson again also on the Grand National Series?
Yeah, we're going to go to as many races as I can with Eric after he's racing this weekend in Roseville in the West, and then we go to Texas and Phoenix, and so hit as many as we can.
Well, young man, you know that you got the ability, and you really proved it towards the end of last year with those three wins on the tour. It took a little while to get them, but I think all of a sudden you've turned that corner now, and you know what it gets to that checkered flag, and I got a feeling we're going to see you there a lot.
Well, I hope so, and I appreciate it, Scott. But, yeah, this is just a great opportunity, and it was a hard decision for me, but these opportunities don't come around very often, and just had to do it, take full advantage of what I got down here, and we're going to do an awful lot of racing up there. We're getting the car all ready, fresh motor and everything for the Apple Cup, and as many of the ASA Tour races as we can, because it's going to be a great deal, man. It's really going to take off. I personally know two guys that have worked their tails off to get this series to go, and I know they have full intentions to make it go, and it's going to be one of the best series you've ever seen.
Good luck, Travis.
Well, Travis, make sure and clean those pores out, buddy.
I'll work on it.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Thanks for having me on, and be safe, and have a good weekend.
Okay? All right, we will. You too. Let's go from the guy who can't make it up to the race to one of the guys that can. Shane Harding joins us from British Columbia. How are you, Shane?
Oh, real good, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are all well. I'll speak for all of us. We got a lot of people in here, pal. And you have been busy busting your tail trying to get ready to come down to Evergreen Speedway, put on a show. You're going to be, you and your dad both, as I understand from our conversation earlier in the week, going to be running that thing. What do you got in mind for Saturday, pal?
Yeah, we got in mind for a 1-2 finish. Hopefully I'll be ahead of Dad, but that's what we got planned. But you know how the plans go, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, my team built a brand new piece with the Harding Motorsports Long Acre Chevrolet Port City car. Man, we're excited to get this brand new car out, and worked hard all winter putting her together. And Dad's going to be bringing out his one of his older cars, and it's a strip rail, and so he's excited about getting out there. We haven't raced with each other in probably like a year and a half. Since July at Evergreen race in 2006, so we're excited to race against each other. All the talking back and forth about who's going to beat who, you know, we got to see who's going to be eating at the head table, you know, on Monday.
Well, Shane, this is Scott. Hey, with you running out there the last couple of years and getting a lot of laps in, and Dad, of course, not running there because the tour took a year off, is that going to help you?
Oh, I mean, no. Dad's the greatest race car driver that ever was, so it doesn't matter if he hasn't raced there in 10 years. He knows that place better than I ever will, I think. So maybe if it was the 3/8, maybe I could give him a run, but not on the 5/8. But we'll see. We got a good piece, and, you know, we'll be looking to battle hard between the two of us for the win, that's for sure.
Hey, Shane, is Pete there?
Yeah.
Oh, put him
right
on.
Here. All right, here's
Pete. Put
here
him on.
Is.
We'll grill him.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Good.
So your son there was boasting about a 1-2 finish. We had set up a scenario earlier in the day where either one of you two lap the field, but just prior to lapping either one, going across start finish line for the checker. You see that happening?
Well, yeah, I think back to when I was at Daytona many years ago, and Bobby Allison was going along to win the Daytona 500, and Davey was right behind him. And Bobby went along and, won the 500. And afterward, they interviewed him, and he said, you think you'd kind of move over and let your son by and win the Daytona 500? Bobby said, I'd wreck him for a buck. I think I'd say the same thing.
Same thing applies, huh?
But on another note, could I have a minute here?
Certainly.
Just to talk.
You're Pete Harding, for crying out loud. You can do whatever you want.
I just want to say that, and I want to talk about what happened to me on a personal note about a year and a half ago. The last year the tour ran that summer, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And that's why I didn't run very much last year. I only ran a few races at the end of the year because I was getting over the prostate cancer. But what I'd like to tell everybody out there in Radioland is that I had been going and getting a PSA test for 10 years because of NASCAR and the medical and all that. I've been going to get my PSA test, and I caught it very early on, which allowed me to get rid of the prostate cancer, and I'm happy to report that I'm absolutely free of cancer.
All right.
And I get to race with my son. But what I didn't realize was that there's over 50% of men out there that are over 50 years old that have prostate cancer and don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm saying to all the guys out there, and I know none of us like going to the doctors, and I sure never like going to the doctor, but because I went and caught it early, there's a 98% chance of getting rid of prostate cancer. So for all you guys out there, and for all you sons out there with your dads listening, make your dads go to the doctor and get what's called a PSA test. It's just a quick test. It's a blood test, and it'll tell you if something's happened to that. And if you go and do that and get it early, you can beat it like I did.
Wow.
And I get to race again because I caught it early, and I'm back on track, and I'm ready to go racing. And like I said, I'd wreck that kid of mine for a buck.
Okay, is that a Canadian buck or an American buck right now?
Well, it's about the same.
I was just going to say.
we're really looking forward to going racing. And, of course, I'm really excited about racing with Shane on Saturday night and all the guys and getting back at it.
Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have quite a field of cars to go up against, Pete. And, like you said, you took most of last year off, and but you're an old shoe at this thing, an old salt. It won't take you too long to get back in here. We also have a gentleman here, if you want to say hi to, who's going to be on in our next segment. But, Mr. Benner, if you could swing that microphone on. Tell me a story about Ron Fritzley, Pete.
I can tell you a few stories about Ron.
We're on live radio here, buddy.
Yeah. I'll keep them to the grad stock.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Ron. Say what you got to say.
No, I was just listening. I was waiting for Pete.
Okay. I just want to get a battle going here. I don't care who starts it.
Again, because that glass over there.
Yeah. There's a reason.
Hey, Ron, I was wondering if you still have my engine pump there.
Engine pump?
Yeah. Remember I lent you that engine pump there?
Different Ron. You loaned me the engine pump, and I'm going to use it on your engine this last weekend, and I've got it all calibrated to Canadian liters. So, yeah, I'm going to get you, but we got to get some questions here for Ron Fritzley.
Okay. You start.
I just wanted to get a battle going here. But
let's get a battle going. There were some really great times that happened, especially on the 3/8 with Ron Fritzley and Mr. Pete Harding up in Canada. Come on, Ron. What's your favorite memory? What's one of the biggest things that happened between you and Pete? Don't give me that perplexed look. I mean, you raced with him for so many years, and he's such a great shoe, as you are. There's got to be something that sticks out in your mind as being very special about racing against the legend, Pete Harding.
One night at Monroe in the 3/8, I beat him in an old Dodge, and he'll probably remember that for the rest of his life. It shocked me just as much as it did him, because it belonged to Toom and Clay, and he wanted me to drive that car, and I got in it, and I really didn't want to race it to start with because I thought, this car just not going to be very good. But it was amazing that the car was that good. And I think that car, I don't know how many years old it was, but it was old. But the old car ran really good. And I know Pete, he followed me right to the wire. I mean, I looked behind him on the last lap. He had that car sideways coming out of four. And that old Dodge, I mean, I just couldn't believe it either. I just... That was probably my biggest memory right there. So
yeah, I remember that Dodge too. There.
You probably remember the rear bumper better than anything, right?
Yeah, I remember a few rear bumpers.
Well, Pete, thank you so much for hanging out with us, and I look forward to seeing you. It's good to see that you have the fire back in your belly. Thanks for the minute and a half of very, very good advice that you got. Congratulations on licking that thing, and I look forward to shaking your hand on Saturday, my friend.
We'll be there, and we can't wait to get going.
All right, cool. Thank you. Pete and Shane Harding, we will let them go, and thanks a lot. We do appreciate you guys being with us. Scott, go ahead and finish up your list, and then we'll take a break, and we've got Jill Lang and Ron Frisley coming up in our next segment.
All right, well, we left off with Willie Tom out of Roseburg. Ken Sleveland out of Spanaway is going to be also a newcomer, this name that you're going to be hearing a lot about. Kelly Mann purchased a different car in the off season and is going to run with us as much as he can. Another driver that's going to make his debut as a tour driver, Doug Davidson, who also has a lot of laps in out at Evergreen. Another one that has a lot of laps, but only on the 3/8 mile oval, and as a bomber driver, James Muggy has purchased a car and is going to run his first tour race. And, of course, the guy that's probably the hottest driver in the Northwest and has raised a lot of eyebrows nationwide, Gary Lewis, will be returning to the Northwest Tour. He's come so close, oh so close, to winning his first tour race. Will it be this weekend? Jason Frazier.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a great talent, and something just comes up and bites him at the end of a race to prevent that win. Young gentleman I've had a chance to work with a little bit this year or the last few years, and he's out of Spokane. Shelby Thompson will be running for the Rookie of the Year on the Northwest Tour, and he brings a whole lot of fans with him from Spokane, and they love him to death.
And a whole lot of speed, too. That kid is fast.
He is very fast and very talented. Eric Hargraves will be coming out, of course, back onto the tour. Joey Decker will also be running with us. And then a young lady that we'll be talking to a little bit later. Again, as we mentioned earlier, only the second woman ever to run in a Northwest Tour event in 24 years, Jill Lang.
Wow, very cool. We have got to take a break because we have said Jill Lang and her dad, Ron Fritzley. Jill starting her first tour race. Ron has run, well, we'll ask Ron how many races he's won. We're going to take a break. This is North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Also brought to you on the internet by Sandblasters Incorporated. Remember, coming up on Sunday morning, 10:15 a.m., live from Martinsville Speedway, the Goodies Cool Orange 500. We'll be back after these messages.